Hello, I'm looking to speak to Johnny Jones.
Okay, hold on just a minute, please, all right?
Thank you.
Yes, but hold on. Papa! Papa! Hold on, I have to go in the back to get him, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Mr. Jones, this is Will calling on behalf of Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We are conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. You may stop participating at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, I have about a minute.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I definitely plan to vote.
Thank you very much. In the 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
African American.
Thank you very much. May I ask your age? How old are you?
76.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, dissatisfied, very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
That would be dissatisfied?
Not satisfied. Dissatisfied, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Say that again.
When banning tobacco products for adults?
Five.
Thank you. Yeah. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
Eight.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education?
Eight.
Making college more affordable?
Eight.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
Eight.
Thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
Yeah.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence?
Seven.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border security?
Nine.
Thank you. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve or disapprove, huh?
Yeah. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Okay, that will be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. The American Medical Association, or AMA.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
65.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
42.
Thank you. The tobacco industry.
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
32.
Thank you. Next question. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing opioid... I'm sorry, what was that?
You said the food and drug?
Yeah, it's about drugs and food.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Oh, 9.
9, thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
8.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use.
9.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication.
Authorizing. That's a 9.
Thank you. Next. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
Do you support or oppose?
I don't support it.
Okay. That will be, you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I somewhat oppose it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I don't support cigarette bans.
Okay.
They won't let them have it.
Okay, so you will say you somewhat oppose?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
The ban on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think it brings more harm.
It brings more harm.
Yeah.
That will be much more harm or somewhat more harm?
The ban on it. The ban will bring less harm if they ban it.
Okay, so that will be either much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm. Which one do you want?
Somewhat more benefit.
Somewhat more benefit. Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
other issues more important than right now.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. First statement, some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Second statement, other people say that tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Which one do you agree with the most, the first one or second one?
The first one.
Okay, that will be much.
Look here. I'm on COPD, and I'm on oxygen, and I'm about to run out of breath on you. I can't talk too much longer.
I understand. I'll try to go very slow. We almost done here. We about to be done right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That will be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better, is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach to focus that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition and an approach that focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you want?
Produce less harm in the product.
Okay, thank you very much. We're about to be done now. Now I'd like to read some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all...
I got to go. I tried. I can't make it. I'll see. I got to get my oxygen back on.
Okay, get it. I went online. If you want to go and do that and come back, is that okay? One-year-old man.